This is the IC Pixels podcast with David and Anthony Cavins. We're going to talk about design in everyday situations.
Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the IC Pixels podcast. This is David.
And this is Anthony.
This week, we don't really have a really well-thought-out topic, but that happens sometimes. First off, let's talk about gifts, because that's what the holidays are all about. It's supposed to be about giving gifts and not about receiving gifts, but receiving gifts is definitely quite fun, as long as you don't get things that you don't want.
Well, I mean, it's about giving gifts, but somebody has to receive those gifts, so... You know,
yeah,
it's a give and take.
I hate for everyone to have to give and no one can receive.
So. Yeah, I mean, nobody's gonna receive. Yeah, somebody's got to be receiving those gifts. So, if you just want to help out your local graphic designer, you can go to their website and buy some of the things they have for sale there, also. But that's different.
Well, I'll say personally, ignoring all the other stuff, I like to, like, there's several people that like design their own t-shirts and stuff like that that I follow online, and I really like their designs, so I try and buy stuff from there, like, because they have holiday specials or whatever, so I try and buy stuff from their shops periodically, instead of just, you know, going and buy some more white t-shirts or, you know,
some tall
supporting
tees.
You know, Ralph Lauren or whatever, you know, whoever else I would normally buy a t-shirt from. I try and buy stuff that I actually like I like the design of it.
Yeah, and I mean, so, and yeah. It, you know, it's nice if it's somebody you know. I mean, at all possible, I try to buy stuff from people I know, or at least, like, you know, I like what they're doing or whatever, then I'll go buy something from them, because I mean, it feels good to, like, feel like you're actually supporting somebody that, you know, directly, not just like, oh, okay, I'm sure somebody down the line got paid for this, but, you know, it's kind of nice. I mean, and the person who's selling it definitely will appreciate that, because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it feels good when your friends buy your stuff and, hey, tell their friends to buy your stuff, so.
Yeah, so I think that's the message we probably want to send is, if you got friends who are creative and have a product for sale, definitely consider purchasing some of their stuff as a Christmas gift to someone else.
Yeah.
Because
you don't need another flat screen TV, and your kids don't need Jordans, but,
and your dad doesn't need another necktie or more socks.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, consider something else. I mean, there's a, you know, you can go on Etsy or anywhere, some kind of local market or something like that, and find something creative for somebody that... Another thing about stuff like that is that it will be unique. Like, say they do want a tie or something like that. Find somebody that made a tie, not just something from Kohl's or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, it goes back to that thing that everyone always says about, you know, you got to keep the dollar in the black community. Not that this is a black-white thing, but I try and... where possible, keep my dollars within my circle of friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I need my floor repaired and I know somebody that is a friend of mine, or they have a friend, it's a friend of a friend that can do it, I'd rather pay them than a random stranger to do it and keep the money in our circle. Because if one of us starts doing well, all of us are going to start doing well, because all of our money is going to stay in the same circle.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, you could think of it as, like, because it's not always like a black and white thing or whatever, but, I mean, that's always nice, but more so it's like, keep it within your tribe, you know, everybody has like a tribe of people that they may hang out with, or, you know, that you have a connection with or whatever, and so just try to keep it within your tribe, if at all possible. I mean, if you have to venture out, then you have to find other people, but, I mean, if you can, find out what your friends are doing, or your friends of friends, family members, because I know for me, I could, you know, find somebody doing just about a whole lot of different things just within a small circle of friends, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's, maybe I need to find some new friends, because
yeah.
in my circle, I might end up with like a lot of pyramid schemes and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to just invest in your pyramid scheme for Christmas. No, I'm not going to. But, you know, I do have some friends that actually do want things.
I pay for a month of a timeshare for you, and you can you just have to pay for the rent. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get in on your pyramid scheme for Christmas. If you have something, yeah, it's not going to be possible for everybody.
I'm talking about, like, creative things. Like, I mean, some, you know, hey, maybe your mom makes cookies or something, or our mom makes shampoo and stuff. I don't know. Like, you know, maybe it's a unique circumstance for me, but I know a lot of creative people and they do a lot of different things, and I could easily get stuff from them. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, for example, I can think of the first person that comes to mind because I follow him on Instagram. His Instagram is Dapper Dude. He sells like custom bow ties and lapel pins and stuff like that. Mm. They're really nice. I got one for myself last year sometime. And like, if you've got somebody you know that needs that type of thing, it's worth it. It's better than like supporting some big company and it's all like all handmade and all that stuff. It's really nice. So I was trying to think of another example, but I'm drawing a blank right now.
Oh, somebody that makes something unique or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're always showing me that Ugmunk site.
That's the site I was talking about where I get shirts. I get t-shirts from there sometimes. Probably too much because I was looking and I was like, wow, I have a lot of t-shirts from this site. But it's called Ugmunk, UGMONK, and they have a lot of cool t-shirts because it's not just a t-shirt and like a word on it. It's actually kind of designed as well. And I really like the typography and stuff like that they do on the shirts. So I got a few of them. They're pretty nice too. Like, they're good quality shirts. It's not just like a Hanes.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, if you go on Etsy or just on Instagram, you can find somebody making just about anything that is a, you know, more unique thing. I know for one thing, this year my girl or fiance or whatever, she wants a purse. I mean, I bought her a purse the last 2 years for Christmas also, but
you gotta get that Louis bag.
Well, last year I spent a little bit more money on one. I mean, it's like sturdy, it's got matte pockets in it, it's like leather or whatever, but she didn't even wear it anymore. She wants something a little more like with fringes and stuff like that, like real Native American looking type stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was looking on Etsy because I was like, oh, let me see what I can see. But I was like, man, I don't know if I want to buy like a Native American style thing from some white chick. So
yeah, that's
that
a good
bothered
point.
Me. I mean, so I started doing some research to find like, you know, stuff that's genuinely made by Native Americans. But the way my finances are set up, I'm gonna have to get at them next year because I mean, they were nice, but a lot of them were sold out what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they did cost a little bit more money, and I don't mind paying a little bit more money for something that's authentic. But like, I may have to wait on that. But I have to go somewhere else. But I mean, but my main goal was to try to find something that's authentic as possible, and I like to do that, especially if it's something that has a specific cultural like vibe to it.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely go try to find the real deal first.
Yeah,
you know.
So if you're looking for some music,
as possible.
If you want to get music for your friends or family this weekend, you know, this Christmas, definitely hit up your local Walmart or gas station and find Raekwon selling those mixtapes. Get one from there.
Mm-hmm.
instead of just going on iTunes.
Yeah.
Go to your local gas station and find Ray Ray or Jamal selling his mixtape and buy that.
Yeah. R.I.P. Alton Sterling. On another note, you don't have to shop local with CDs. I avoid that all the time.
Yeah. I always tell people, look, I ain't got no cash. I can't afford, I don't have any cash on me. I can't do it. And then one time this guy pulled out a card reader on his phone. Like, he had the square or whatever the thing is where you can swipe with your phone. And I was like, crap, because I didn't at that point. Like I had no excuse. Like I had to buy it.
Like, I don't have hands. I can't. I don't know.
I had to come up. I couldn't think of anything. He caught me on the spot. And like, next time, I'm just like, no, thanks. But typically, I just give him the I don't have any money line. And it didn't work. So I had to buy it.
You walk around with headphones in your ear.
Well, I was at a
I did get one from one guy. Oh, yeah. I know when I first moved here to Atlanta, like, mad people were trying to sell me stuff. I don't know. I've learned how to not look at people now.
Yeah.
Because I guess living in a smaller city, you used to, you know, you can
get my contact
and whatever. And it's not a big deal, but yeah, now I've learned to just, I don't see you. You know? Like, I will walk by and not see you at all. I mean, especially if I get headphones on, I can definitely ignore you easily. But I mean, it's, I don't know. I did buy a CD from one guy once. Just his delivery, and I mean, not, I didn't actually listen to it, so I don't even know what he sounded like. But just the way he was like, oh, you know, the way he approached me and, you know, talked to me or whatever, it sounded, I like that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I've had a few people.
I don't mind supporting somebody, but
there's been a few people that actually approach me well, but some, a lot of them, it's just like, yo, my rhymes is hot, son. You like the Thai music or whatever they say, and I was like, no, I ain't get no money. Go away.
Yeah. There's a guy here. I see him like randomly all the time at this Kroger near my house. He cleans headlights. Like he has some kind of.
I think we follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Because he like just randomly, I came out of the gym and was like, hey, man. Which I'm used to somebody coming up and like asking for something, me just ignoring him. But but he was like, no, it was like a legit thing. And he like, you know, something he said he made, he said he was going to be on Shark Tank or something like that. That didn't happen yet. He's still in Kroger parking lot right now. But
hey, the grind
starts
somewhere.
No, he said he was going to, you know, I forget his name. It's like Clear Light Solutions or something like that, but it's something that he, some chemical that he made, and he sprayed it on the headlights and wiped it off, and it worked like quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like none of that like buffing and all that, it like worked. And then because I've seen him around before, and I saw him again recently, and he saw my headlights. He's like did I get yours? I was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you did mine already. He's like, I did that one. I was like, yeah. He's like, but it's like one of my headlights is little it's like cloudy on the inside, so it can't really help it. But no, it made a difference. But I mean, I was impressed with that because I mean, he had like a legit thing.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get his business because he handed me the business card he gave me was like a piece of paper, like, you know. But I don't know. We'll see how that comes out. But I mean, you know, I didn't mind supporting somebody like him because that was like a legit thing. When somebody walking up to me like this other guy I see in Kroger parking lot asking for money, and it's like, man, I just gave you money like 2 weeks ago. Why are you still out here? But I don't know.
Yeah, for some people, like, begging is a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess, definitely. In summary, we want to say, if you have an opportunity, definitely support someone you know, someone local, who's doing, you know, creative things on their own during the holiday season. Try and support them. Try and give those type of gifts. Of course, you know, if the people on your list all want, you know, a flat screen TV or something like that you can't just get locally, don't worry about that. But it's nice to give and receive creative gifts and not just, you know, the typical stuff you can get at the store.
Yeah, because it's not something everybody can get. And the person that you bought it from will appreciate it. And the person that you get it for, maybe they'll appreciate it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know, like, I was talking to someone recently about, like, giving gifts for like birthdays, holidays, or whatever. And on some level, like, so the worst thing you could probably do, in my opinion, as a gift to someone is give them a gift card. That shows like that's like the I don't care gift. So I'm not even going to think about what you want. I'm just going to give you money to get whatever you want. And you, like, so you get your own gift. That's basically what you're saying. But I'll pay for it, but get your own gift. And then, like, the next step, obviously, is just going to a regular store and buying something. But I feel like if you really care about the person or whatever, or if it's possible, because it's not always possible, then you can go and try to find someone who's making, like, an artisan or whatever you want to call it, but someone who actually makes the thing
they want. It is possible. It's always possible. You can look on the internet.
Not for everything. Like, if I want a Mercedes E-Class, you just got to buy me one.
Well, I mean, maybe you can find somebody locally that has.
Yeah, but there's obviously specific stuff. But
I mean, come on, that's different.
Yeah,
we're talking about things people actually, you know,
smaller things.
Yeah. There's no excuse. I mean, if you're like, oh, I had to get this because if you're waiting to the last minute, yeah, they're going to end up with something from Walgreens. But if you didn't wait to the last minute, you got plenty of time to get something. So
yeah. And do some research.
Find something. Yeah. Find a local artist market or something. There's people out there selling stuff. You can find something. So. But,
All right. So, as part of that, I've noticed recently, and basically since Thanksgiving, and probably before Thanksgiving, I've been getting a ton of emails from various stores and places I've shopped throughout the year telling me about their Christmas specials or their Black Friday deals or their Cyber Monday deals or their Cyber Week deals or whatever they have going on. So I don't know. I found that interesting, but I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, if you're a company or a business or whatever and you're trying to promote your services during the holidays, what's the best way to go about it in terms of emails and that type of thing?
Well, I know, like, around Black Friday, I mean, because of the email, since I use Gmail, it separates all my promotions and all social stuff and all that, and I almost never click on those things. So, like, everything, like, for Black Friday and all that kind of stuff, I didn't see it unless I was looking for it. Like, I actually clicked on there and looked in there to see if I saw something, but, like, there's just so much stuff in there that I have never spent the time to look at. Because, I mean, just so many things get lost in the shuffle of, like, promotions and sales and, you know, that it's easy for me to ignore that. I get way too many emails anyway. I mean, I would, like, I don't know. I'd be more likely to see it if it was something that seemed a little more personal, not just like, oh, we're having a sale and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, I was telling someone I was talking to, like, it was either Black Friday or the day after. Basically, when email, like, on Black Friday morning or whatever, when I wake up, I don't go out shopping because I did that once. It was stupid, wasted my time. But when I get to my office and, you know, open my computer, if you're the company that emails me first about the thing that I want, I'm probably gonna, and your deal is good, then I'm probably gonna buy from you. If you emailed me Thursday night, I'm probably not. I don't know. I might consider you, but I'll say for certain, it's Black Friday morning or whatever. I'll look through the emails that I get, especially if it's, you know, like, let's say I wanted something from Gap. I get email from Gap at like 8:30 or 8 o'clock or whatever. I'm gonna look at that email. I'm gonna go to their site. If I see something I want, I'll probably get it, if, you know, if the price is right and all that other stuff. But then, if you know, let's say Banana Republic had something that I like too. If Banana Republic doesn't email me till like 11 in the morning, by that time I've already spent my money. I've already bought something, and I'm just gonna be like, oh well, it's too late. And by 11 or so, I'm just gonna be ignoring emails at that point because I've already spent my money, and I'm not gonna do anything else. So from a strategy perspective, I'd say it might be better to send an email out earlier, but I don't know. Like, that really depends on, like, what you're doing. But I think I agree with your point about getting lost in the sauce, because I get so many emails, just in general, like real emails, and then marketing emails from various companies and stuff like that. So on Black Friday and any time around the holidays, I spend a lot of time deleting, like, hey, check out this deal from Gap. Hey, check out this deal from J. Crew. Check out this deal from whoever else. So I just delete a lot, especially if you don't, like, in the subject line, isn't that like 50% off? I'm not going to read it.
Yeah. I know I actively looked at some places. I mean, there were places that I was interested in anyway, like Adidas and, like, Brand Black, because I was actually thinking about getting some shoes from them. Because I was actively looking to see what they had, but I mean, I don't know. I did buy some Adidas, but they weren't having a sale on what I bought. It was a long story, but it's like things I looked for were things I actually cared about already. Yeah. I was just waiting to see if they were going to do anything special, and then try to cop something then. Because I honestly would say it was like more effective to see some of that stuff on Instagram, because I'm so used to ignoring emails, but on Instagram I actually see it and like, oh, okay, all right, well. You know, it's something I see.
Yeah, I agree with that, because you can ignore an email. An Instagram post is a little harder to ignore. Yeah. And I also agree with, like, I sought out emails from certain companies. So if I was interested in your stuff before and I was just being turned off by the price or whatever, no free shipping or whatever it was, then around Black Friday, I'm just looking out for your email. And hopefully you send one. If you don't, you know, well, yeah. But like I was on the lookout for certain emails from certain companies because I wanted something from those companies, and I was just like, just tell me what the deal is. Tell me what the deal is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So I mean, I would definitely suggest to people make use of your like social media. I mean, you can use the email. I mean, it doesn't hurt, I guess. But like, if you want to kind of stand out, make use of social media. And maybe don't wait till Black Friday to have your deals.
Well, I've seen some people, I mean, like, they won't say what the deal is, but they were like, we're having some deals for Black Friday, just so you know. And it's just like foreshadowing or whatever. And then, you know, at some point in time over the weekend, they let you know what the deal is. But, yeah.
But then it's the same price as it was some other time in the year. There was people out there scamming for sure. It's like, man, that wasn't even, that's not a, you had that sale. It was cheaper earlier in the year and some other sale you had. There's definitely some people out there scamming like that. But I mean, just because they know people are more prone to go, they're, you know, sitting around high off turkey grease looking for somewhere to spend their money. Yeah. And so they're trying to take advantage of that. But I mean, honestly, I think it's more effective at other, maybe more effective at other times of the year, or finding a day where it's not so flooded with deals.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's going to be out, like, you know, not everybody, of course, but a lot of people may be out looking for something else they want or don't need, you know, stuff like that. Or maybe they need it, but probably not. But, you know. They're going to be out doing other things. So, I mean, maybe find another time to get involved in that, or find some kind of unique way to make yourself stand out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's kind of the same point I was saying earlier. It's like, if you have good stuff that I'm interested in, I'm not waiting for Black Friday. Whenever you send me that email or that social media post or whatever telling me that there's a sale, I'm probably going to buy then. Like, so... if your stuff is just that good, then Black Friday doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? I'll find the money when you have the deal.
Yeah.
But on that note, you ran a promotion over Black Friday for some of your paintings you've done. How did that work out?
It didn't, but I figured I might as well. I mean, I did that because I was at home. I had just got back from the cruise, and I was like, I might as well make something, you know? Because I figured it wouldn't hurt, and I put it on Instagram. I wasn't emailing nobody, but I was like, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have this. And I just posted something else about it later, because my whole idea wasn't just trying to take advantage of Black Friday. It was just, you know, taking advantage of in general the holiday season, because last year I actually sold a couple of prints around Christmas. So I was like, okay, well, let me make sure I put this stuff out here so people know I have it and things like that. So, I haven't sold any yet, but
what do you think would cause that? Or, I mean, I would suspect it's just, it got lost in the shuffle.
I don't know. I mean, I've been looking, I mean, at the stats. I mean, people are coming to my page and stuff like that. It may have to do with where I'm linking, because I'm not linking directly to my shop. That may have something to do with it. Because I have people linking to my website, not directly to my shop. But I may change that and link them to directly to my shop just to see how if that changes things. Or, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's early or maybe just people hate me. Or, I mean, I know I posted on social media, but, I mean, I know I did do a... On Facebook, I ran it as an ad for a little bit. I boosted the post. So I got more views or whatever. But nobody's bought anything yet. But, I mean, I only boosted for, like, $2. So, you know, whatever. Just trying to let people know what I got.
Yeah.
Because I know that when you have a product, people forget that you have something if you don't kind of... You don't necessarily need to bug them about it, but, you know, just be around just so they know, you know. Just like, you know, I just want to be thought of this holiday season. That's all.
I think based on what you said, I would say one tip we could give is also in whatever, if you're sending out holiday messaging and you want people to do stuff, make it easy for them to do it. Because, like, I know I get some emails from, you know, online retailers or whatever, and they say, you know, it'll have some code you can use for 50% off or whatever. Some people will have it set up so when you click the link, it automatically puts the code in your cart or whatever. So you just go pick something, check out, and it automatically applies the code and you ain't gotta do nothing else. Others, it's like, I'll look on the site, I find something, I wanna put it in my cart, and then I'm like, crap, I gotta go back, look at my email, find that code, apply that code to my cart and then check out and, you know, all that other stuff. So my advice would be, if you're trying to do these type of promotions, make sure your link goes somewhere where it's like takes them directly to where they can buy the stuff. They don't have to find it. And then make sure the checkout process and everything like that is super streamlined so that, you know, people don't get lost in that. Because I know there's multiple times where I'll put stuff in my cart just to see how much it's going to be. I'll apply the code just to see how much shipping and everything's going to be. And then I won't buy it. But, and it's not because of any fault of theirs, but I'm sure there's other people that just get distracted or whatever and they don't finish the process because the process takes too long. You know what I'm saying? Because if I put stuff in my cart and then I have to go back to my email to do something to get the code or whatever, when I go back to my email, I might realize, like, oh, there's a new video on YouTube, and then I watch that, and then I, you know, start tweeting something, or I'm scrolling through Instagram or whatever, and then next thing I know, I completely forgot about that cart. So if I could complete the transaction quickly, like using PayPal or whatever, not having to go back to find a code, all those things, I feel like, you know, increase your chances of selling something. Yeah.
I did notice that, I don't know if I can, well, I know Instagram, but you can do ads on there too. I may do that, honestly, but I haven't tried it all out, but Instagram keeps on asking me if I want to turn my personal account into a business account. I'm still debating that, but not sure what all other tools you get with that. I know you get to see analytics and stuff like that, but I don't know. I'm not sure if you are able to link direct. Well, I think when you do an ad, then you can link directly to an item.
So with that in mind, I guess let's talk about Christmas, or Kwanzaa, whatever you, Hanukkah, whatever people celebrate these days. What do you want for Christmas?
Honestly, I told my girlfriend to get me a watch. She got me a watch last year, like off of Etsy. It was like wooden. I mean, it was cool and all, but then I tried to, like, take a link out of the chain, and then it broke. And so I told her to give me a watch this year again. But, I don't know. And then on the theme of that, something I saw that was cool was on Instagram was, like, it's like some kind of watch subscription thing or whatever.
Oh, the Wrist Society or something like that?
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, huh. I mean, I don't know that I need a I don't know that I need that many watches.
No.
I feel like I would like join for like 2 months and be like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I wanted a decent watch because, I mean, I have some watches, but they all have like a metal band and they're like clanking. I don't really like that. I had one before that my mom got me when I was like 12 or something like that. But that's on a beach in Miami somewhere. So I need a new watch. Because I lost that like a couple of, like a while ago.
You still got that watch you had, like when Lil Wayne was like bling bling was all popular. Remember that watch? It was like
back
gold.
In high school.
Yeah, it was like gold with like fake diamonds and everything on it.
I wasn't gonna talk about that. I don't want to talk about that.
I remember that watch.
Yeah, that was dark times. Dark times. Yeah, that was yeah.
Yeah, I like some of those subscription box services. They seem interesting, but most of them are not something I would ever want to sign up for more than maybe 1 or 2 months. Because it's like after a while, I'm like, all right, I have enough. Because my friend was telling me he's part of like some necktie subscription or something like that, and I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna sign up for that. Because I don't want to get a bunch of trash and then have to be like return it every month.
Yeah, I mean, I never wear neckties, but well, except for job interviews, but I mean, sometimes. But that would be weird. I know our girlfriend has like a perfume like subscription.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get men's stuff in there too. So every once in a while, I'll tell her to get me something. But just to mix it up, I mean, it's like I don't need that many. I'm not like walking around wearing cologne every day, so I mean,
yeah,
I don't really need it.
Well, that's the way I felt about the watch thing when I heard about it. Like, I think I have like 3 watches, but I always wear the same one or two.
Yeah,
and
I mean, because I feel like you get to have a good one. Why do you need that many? You know, you just get something that's versatile. I mean, I don't really like the ones that you can't actually tell what time it is. Like, I don't want to think about, you know, I just want to look at my watch and know what time it is. I don't want to do math, you know. I don't want to assume like, oh, I guess it's around, you know. Put some numbers on there. Give me the right number of hands, you know.
Well, some of them, it's like overkill. They're all like intricate and stuff with all kinds of moving stuff in the background and. I don't know. I don't like those.
Looks kind of cool, but I don't know about it. Like, you know, like for a daily watch, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah.
You know, because I had some. It was like a Timex that I had before, but I mean, it worked. I mean, it was easy to tell time. You could light the face up. You know,
you can light your wrist up.
Yeah, but that's about it.
My wife even buy you nice kicks.
Yeah. But we'll just stop right there. Yeah. when it's come to watches or a lot of things in life, I like form over function. I mean, sorry,
the other
function
way
over form, which is weird. I mean, because I'm being a creative and designer and everything, you think I like. You know, form better, but no, I mean, I like it to function well and it can look good too. I mean, I want it to do both. Get you a watch that can do both. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I have right now I have 2 Timexes and then I have one that's some other brand, but I haven't paid more than maybe $30 for a watch in my life.
Yeah.
But people always, one of my watches, I've been asked if it's a Gucci watch quite a few times. It's not a Gucci watch. If you see me in the streets, I'm not rocking a Gucci watch. But a lot of people have asked me, yo, was that a Gucci watch? I'm like, no.
Why do they think it's a Gucci watch?
I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. I honestly don't care, but it's interesting.
I mean, I like the ones you can change the band, too, because that's easy. Because, I mean, the metal band, that just gets old after a while. It's always banging into my wrist because I have a Fossil that, I mean, it's pretty nice, but, like, that gets old.
Yeah.
Like, I just... You know.
Well, what I've heard is that bands will actually make her dance. So if you have enough, you know, she'll be dancing.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I'll buy a lot of watch bands. But I don't know. I mean, I think that was, I mean, honestly, that was the main thing I was thinking about getting for Christmas. Might get a PS4.
If you do, send me your old PS, whatever you have. I guess in terms of what I want, I don't know. Like, so I wanted a TV, but I bought a TV on Black Friday. So.
Oh, so you were one of those.
Well, actually, no. So here's the story.
How long you stand online?
Thursday night. Finished the food and everything. Cleaned up the kitchen. Well, somebody cleaned up the kitchen. It wasn't me. But
the wife.
No comment. I was on my computer. I was about to go to bed. My wife was like, yeah, did you check and see if there's any deals or whatever? So we looked online to see if there was any TVs we wanted. We found a few. But like while we were researching, they all sold out. So finally, there was one left like at Kohl's that we wanted. So we bought it. And then...
You just ordered
it? Yeah. I wasn't trying to go to the store. Kohl's sells TVs? I didn't know either. But yeah, they sell a few. They sell like one or two name brands. But most of their stuff is like... brands you never heard of, like Westinghouse and like some whack brands. But
my TV is Westinghouse.
You serious?
Yeah.
How trash is it?
Works great.
Oh wow. Okay.
No, I mean it's nice.
I'm not gonna hate it anymore. But I was just like, yeah, no, I mean, it's a don't they make like toasters?
I mean, come on. Sony makes what?
Sony makes everything. Sony's good. Yeah. Sony's expensive. So they have to be better.
I mean, it had good. I remember I bought it in Best Buy and it had good reviews on it. But nah, they make everything, I think. Mm. So, I mean, I don't mean I hadn't heard of them that much. But I mean, it's good. It's like nice and I haven't had any issues with it.
Well, let me preface.
I've had it for a couple of years.
All my comments by saying like I'm not like one of those people that wants like excellent theater quality, amazing video. Like I'm good with decent quality
basic.
Like, yeah, I'm basic, but
I don't need that. What is it 3D or what? I don't even know what, yeah, whatever that crap is. Yeah,
like, so anyway, we bought a TV Thursday night right after Thanksgiving, but then like a few days later they emailed us back and said our order was canceled because they were out of it, they had run out or whatever. So basically by then it was like a week later. So the next Friday we went online. And Best Buy has like their open box deals where you can buy a TV that someone bought and returned or whatever, but they check it, make sure it works still. Mm-hmm. So we were gonna get a TV from there that would have been actually cheaper than the one we bought before. We bought it, and then they canceled that order because it was out of stock.
Don't worry, goodness.
So Saturday night, so basically a week and 2 days later, we ordered another TV from Best Buy. And we had to go to the store and pick it up and actually got it or whatever. But it's a Toshiba. We had a Toshiba before.
But don't they make toasters?
Whatever. No. Toshiba is a more legit brand than Westinghouse. I'm not even going to justify that.
It works. It works great. That's all I'm going to say.
But
even though people be hating on how big it is.
You have like a 30-inch?
I don't know. I have to get up and see how big. It's big enough. Yeah.
That's what I've learned. Like,
but somebody was over here recently, and they're like, "Why is your TV so small?" I was like, "What?"
Yeah, my old TV. I think that's a 46-inch. It was too big for the room I had it in at my old house. The new one we got was replaced in a 50-inch, so we got a 55-inch. But I don't know. It's big enough. You can't sit close to it. And I remember when we first got our first flat screen, like 10 years ago or whatever, I felt like I was missing part of the movie because I couldn't see the whole screen because I couldn't get far enough away.
Yeah. I mean, when I got it, I mean, I was living in a mad small house anyway. So, I mean, I didn't feel like I needed something huge anyway. So, I mean, so I just got something that worked and I don't know. Yeah. Works. I mean, it works for what it is now. I mean, my girlfriend was hating on it at first, but she got used to it.
That's funny on so many levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Like, you used to not like it, but now you're okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really the goal in life is, you know, you just wear them down.
Wait it out.
It's like, you know what? Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm okay with this now. I mean,
learned to accept my place in life.
I didn't feel like it was big enough, but now I'm okay with it.
Yep. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got a TV. It's replacing when we bought our house, there was a gigantic 50-inch projection TV, like one of the thick TVs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
In our house. And, yeah, we're replacing it with a thin one, so that's good. But that's what I want for Christmas. I want a wall mount for my TV. Because right now it's just sitting on top of, like, some kind of furniture. But I want to wall mount it so it'll look better. It'll be higher off the floor. My kids can't break it like my last TV. My last TV, they broke it and it had like a black bar across the bottom for the past couple years. And it wasn't worth fixing. So I want to get a wall mount for it.
I blame the parents.
It is our fault.
Yeah.
So other than that, honestly, there's so the other thing I wouldn't mind for Christmas is I want to upgrade my computer to make it faster because it's not super, super fast anymore. So,
but that's not something somebody can get you for Christmas.
Why not? Buy me
they know what to buy you for Christmas?
Buy me a faster processor.
They know how to do that?
You just go on the internet.
Yeah, but do you trust somebody to do that?
No, probably not.
Okay. That's honestly the problem I run into because since I'm on the internet all the time for work, mm-hmm. I research everything. And so the things that I want are like highly specific because I've already spent too much time researching it and looking it up or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I've already bought it for myself. So it's like somebody buying me something. I'm almost scared that they're going to get that I may not like because it's like I didn't research that yet, you know.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way where I'm not saying I'm hard to shop for because there's other random things that I need that you could just buy me that I don't need to research. Yeah. Like I could use some more socks or something.
But you could research that.
Yeah, you can. But don't bother.
I've researched socks.
I'm not going to call you a loser on this podcast, but later on I will. But yeah, I can say like for the stuff that I really, really want is very specific and I want to kind of be involved in the shopping process just because I do.
Well, you want to make sure you get the right thing or yeah. else you're going to end up with a gift card.
Yeah. So, I mean, and because of that, sometimes I'm like, I don't need anything because most of the stuff I really, really want, I want to get it for myself.
But there's plenty of things that somebody could get you that maybe it's not something you necessarily need or it's just right. something that it's thoughtful
yeah.
that somebody could get from, to bring it full circle.
Walgreens.
From, you know, yes, from Walgreens on the way to the company Christmas party. Yeah. little something you picked up at Walgreens. But
yeah, I mean, there's stuff like creative stuff that I wouldn't mind having that if somebody got like something yeah. like that, I would be fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the takeaway is like, you know, find something, you know, that's how you buy something for somebody that, because you hear this sometimes, people say, well, what do you get for somebody that has everything? Not that we have everything or whatever, but I mean, you know, I've gotten a lot of the things I want because I just did. Or it's like highly specific and so I got it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, that's what you do. You find something that's creative or something, you know, something unique that they can't just go out and buy. They can just, anybody can go out and buy a TV. That ain't nothing, you know, or socks and tie, you know, stuff like that. Anybody can do that. But find something highly specific, you know, pay attention to the things they say and get them something that they didn't realize they needed or something they said they wanted at one point but forgot about.
Yeah.
You know, get that. You know, find something, you know, that's, you know, shows that you
actually thought about it for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. And they have a lot of those things at Walgreens. So, I mean, if it's last.
Is this episode sponsored by Walgreens?
Actually, sponsored by CVS.
Use your extra care bucks at CVS.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know which store I go into. I mix them up all the time. It's just like this because there's something on the corner. I think it's a Walgreens, but it could be a CVS. Who knows? Doesn't matter. They're the same thing.
There's a CVS by me, and the people know me because I go in there frequently. But not for Christmas shopping. I try not to do that. But I agree. Yeah. What I try and do if I have money to do it is I try and buy someone something they want. Like, so if you told me I want a TV because Westinghouse is garbage, then I would buy you a nicer TV, but then I would also try and get you something just random that you didn't ask for that you would like.
Westinghouse is not, it is nothing wrong with the TV. I've had zero problems with it.
I believe you. I'm not hating.
Look online and look at the reviews. I didn't have no issues with mine. So.
Yeah, like, so.
I don't know.
This goes back to like probably one of the early episodes, like our first episode. Go check that out if you haven't listened to it. It's called What Are Those? Where we're talking about branding and the importance of that. because like when we were shopping for TVs, my wife was big on us not getting a Vizio. And Vizio is like the brand from, I guess they're at Walmart and Costco. Mm-hmm. Like everyone has them.
They do look cheap.
But yeah, she was like, oh, Vizios are trash. Well, she didn't say all that, but she just didn't want a Vizio because of negative connotations about it for whatever reason. I have the same feeling about Westinghouse. And I don't have any reason behind it. It's just like Westinghouse. Like, they don't even have a cool logo.
I mean, well, to be honest, when I bought it, I'm not like one of those TV persons, or I don't know. I went in there knowing mm-hmm. nothing. And just looked around and was like, oh.
This one's affordable.
And I think I asked somebody. Yeah. And I asked somebody who worked there, and they were like, oh, yeah, this one's good. And I was like, okay. And the rest is history. I haven't had any issues with it. Works fine with me. Yeah. So, I don't know. I wasn't going to spend a bunch of money on a name brand to do all this stuff when I just needed something to hook my PlayStation 2 up to. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in again. Since it is the holidays, make sure you spend time with your family and your loved ones and stuff like that. Maybe talk to them and stuff and find out what they actually want for Christmas instead of just buying something generic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all we have to say. Follow us on Instagram at Alien Muffin. Follow us on Facebook at Alien Muffin. And follow us on Twitter at Alien Muffin. Check out...
And what's our website? And
alienmuffin.com is our website. Check out Anthony. He's got prints of some of his artwork on sale.
I got that word.
Where can they find that?
Either my website, anthonyarts.com, or you can go to my Instagram, @ancave, and you'll see links. You can check me out on Etsy. The name of my shop is Ant Does Art.
Pow. Yep. So support your local creative people, spend time with your family, and
kiss the baby.
Only if they consent. Do not kiss babies if they do not consent.
I don't think any baby would consent to
kiss the baby. If you're like, oh, look at the cute baby, they might consent.
I don't think they actually like that.
I haven't been a baby in a long time.
I haven't had one in a long time. So
alright, that's the end of
that bombshell.
That bombshell. Let you go. That's like rambling.